Well, good evening and welcome to more Crosswalk Talk Radio. We're so delighted to have you tonight. We were just talking about what a wonderful group of listeners we have. And thank you, Lord, for giving us all an appetite to know you and to hear your voice and even to see your face. I am just so looking forward to every way that we can encounter you, Lord, open visions, whatever. And we want to welcome you to Crosswalk Talk. It's a production of Crosswalk Life, because we want to provide a place for you to not only receive God's unconditional love and acceptance, but to also hear about how God's intervening in the lives of real people today. But not just hear about it, we want to give you an opportunity to hear God speak, to hear His voice, and you can test this too. You can say, God, I want to see if I can hear your voice for that person and see what you get. So we want to thank you, Lord, that you're a talking God. You have always got something to say to us. Praise you, Jesus. I'm so delighted to have Prophet Rita Phillips with us again tonight. We go way back in the 90s where we were in school together, and just in that school of the prophets where we could be accountable and yet we could have a safe place to step out and know that there would be leadership there that would help us to discern the word of the Lord rightly, to know how to minister God's heart, and what not to do. So welcome to the program, Prophet Rita.
Thank you so much. I am so delighted to be here tonight. There's just a fire burning inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, tonight we've decided to respond to a request from one of our listeners who's always here with us and so faithful. And we asked for suggestions of other pitfalls that prophetic people are challenged with, and hers was to discern what it is when you get into divination. How do you know? How do you know you're hearing the Holy Spirit versus the spirit of divination? And how do you know, how do you avoid it? What are the effects of it? What happens? And we know that prophetic people can, for instance, get jealous. Just like anyone else, we can be tempted with jealousy and envy, and maybe you wish that you had more specific prophetic words or words of knowledge or longer ones or more subjects or whatever, and you might be comparing yourself to someone else and actually open yourself up to a spirit of divination because maybe you just weren't really satisfied with what you heard the Holy Spirit say. And I know I've argued with the Holy Spirit before, and I had to learn to know that He not only does all things well, He does them perfectly, and I can't improve on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, what are your thoughts on this, Prophet Rita? How do you see this subject on divination?
It's been really an issue that's burned in my soul. And the major thing that cries out to me is that our attention as born-again believers serving our God and our Lord Jesus Christ, that we lift Him high as a standard, and that we are concerned about being with Him and hearing His voice, because the Scriptures declare that my sheep know me, and they know my voice. And so therefore, when we know His voice, we will be able to hear Him and speak distinctly the word of the Lord. What we want to discuss tonight, and to be able to answer some questions and some concerns, is what it is that falls in the line of divination. And that is the thing that many people are going to find interesting and challenging. And I'm excited that I was able to explore it myself even more.
Well, and we should. You know, 1 Corinthians 14:1 exhorts us, commands us, to desire earnestly the best gifts and especially to prophesy. So we do want to do that. We want to obey the Lord. We want to desire earnestly the best spiritual gifts and especially to prophesy. On the other hand, the Bible says to test the spirits, to discern them. And one way that we know we can do this is You know, we know that a prophetic word, a rhema word, a spoken word of God, will never contradict Scripture. There's a lot of things in Scripture that you might think God would never do. One of my favorite messages is God would never do that. But it won't, you know, God will not contradict himself. But I'd like to give an example, and then we can build on that and give other examples, just to let you know how real this subject was to me. When I was first in prophetic schools in the 90s, I was, you know, observing what everyone was doing and learning. We had prophetic meetings every Friday night. It was awesome. But one Sunday morning, this woman that I didn't know, but that didn't mean anything because I was new, she got up and she started prophesying. It was at the appropriate time, and everything she said sounded just like Scripture, but it didn't hit me right. It didn't hit my spirit right. There wasn't a confirmation. And so I started looking around the room, and I could see that some people were listening attentively, but other people were dropping their heads to intercede, like, oh, we've got to pray about this one. And I noticed that the pastor was getting up like, you know, the service needed to be moved on, you know, redirected. But this woman was not yielding the floor. And so then I noticed that the pastor was starting to crank up the worship team. Like, well, we're just going to go on with worship because, you know, I've indicated that you're done. And so some people were kind of taking offense. They were like, well, everything she says is Scripture. Why are you interrupting her? Well, then I saw the elders get up and started to move to her side to encourage her to yield the floor. And then she started cursing them out loud.
Oh, my.
But I was almost glad that she did, because what she had almost succeeded in doing was dividing the church, because some people could tell that it was divination, and some people thought that she should be allowed to finish, thinking that it was, you know, a true prophecy. So when they began to escort her out, she really showed her colors, and they were not of God. And I was glad almost, because then the church wouldn't be divided for the whole service. Well, how did we know? You know, if it's all scriptural, if it's done at the appropriate time and seemingly, at first at least, in compliance with the guidelines of that house, their vision, and the way they do things, you know, how did some of us know right off this is not of God?
Well, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a check mm-hmm. within your spirit man that lets you know that, alert, this mm-hmm. is not of me. This comes by spending time with our Lord mm-hmm. and knowing his voice and hearing his voice.
Well, and there's other examples. Yeah, there's other examples in the New Testament where, you know, someone comes along and they're saying, you know, Jesus is the Son of the Most High God or whatever it was. And what they said was literally true. But sometimes these people were shut down because the spirit that they were operating in was not the Holy Spirit. So none of us want to do that. We don't want people saying, well, they gave a technically true word, but it wasn't of the Holy Spirit. So the question is, how can we be sure we're operating out of the Holy Spirit?
By operating in love.
Mm-hmm.
By operating with the true meaning of what personal prophecy is, which is to edify, which is to exhort, which is to encourage.
Yes.
Which is to release life. You can prophesy a scripture and be a scripture, but not be by the Spirit of God, because
right.
it's not what God wants spoken to the person. And that's the thing that's challenging, because sometimes our Lord will speak in a slight way of correction, and the person that's receiving the correction would be hurt or insulted by it, but it is God making a slight adjustment in the person's life, slightly. So always like we learned, keep your tape recorder, your digital recorder is what they're called now, and make sure you have it recorded and you have it for future reference.
Right.
It is very important.
So you know what you said, but also they know what you said, and it can even be submitted to their leadership or your leadership. Because some people have ministered out of other spirits, and people might say, well, what spirit is that? Well, you know, it can be a lot of things. It can be out of a spirit of Python or necromancy, trying to communicate with the dead, or some people have operated as mediums and tried to make it sound like it was Christianity. It can be witchcraft readings. Some people read tea leaves and try to make it out to be Christian, some kind of soothsaying, or like Saul, he did pretty good cleansing the land of mediums, and then one day he decides to summon, you know, information from the Witch of Endor, trying to contact the dead. And we just have to be careful that our passion is to know the Lord and to represent His heart no matter what, and no matter what kind of pressures or whatever we're under, that we never fall for this trap of taking some kind of shortcut that the devil offers. And many have. We shouldn't even need to have this program, but we do need it.
That's true. And one of the things that is major on my heart is the scores. There are many people that have come almost like Esau and have sold their soul or sold their birthright for mammon or for finances, which they compromise the word of the Lord, and it's because of finances. That in itself puts you in the category of a false prophet.
Because your motivation is not to glorify the Lord, it's personal gain.
Right, exactly. That's the thing that deeply concerns me. Matter of fact, a little over a year ago, the Lord had me minister a word, where will you leave your glory? Is, where are you going to compromise the word of the Lord for your benefit or for to please, to be a people pleaser or it is strong. Strong battle out on the circuit of where the word of the Lord is weighed in the balance. And I've seen it, I've witnessed it myself, and it's grieved my spirit. And I have committed and made covenant with God that it will never, with His grace, happen to me. That when He tells me speak, I'll speak. When He tells me to be quiet, I'll be quiet. If He tells me to speak and it's hard, I'll do it anyway. Because I will choose to please my God.
And He knows best. Sometimes we might think it's too brave or too general or too specific or too soon or whatever, but He knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything. He has all the power in heaven and earth, and He knows how things should be worded. And many times, haven't you experienced it where he might use something that sounds like slang to us, but it's actually His signature to that person because He's saying it just the way that they talk to each other. And if we edit that out, then it doesn't have the same impact.
Exactly, yeah. And we have to follow the word. What is God saying? And if you're not willing to speak the word of the Lord the way God says speak it, then be quiet.
That's right. Because there's a pride that can enter in that thinks, you know, we need to edit what God does, and wow, we're in real trouble then. I had a lot of trouble with that in the beginning. I was just afraid to say exactly what God was saying. But the gift of prophecy and even a temporary prophetic anointing and all can be one of the easiest gifts, I say, if you'll just take it like dictation and say exactly what you're told to say.
I agree with that. I can remember when I met years ago and with a group, a strong group of believers in the library in Ozark, Alabama. And at the time, I was just beginning to walk with the Lord in the fullness of the gifts, and I found that it was easier for me to release a message in tongues. And I would do that. And then finally, Pastor John said, okay, now, if you're not able to give the interpretation of the message of tongues, then don't release the tongues anymore. And so then I said, okay, God, I agree 100%. I'm going to prophesy. It's much easier to hear your voice and speak what you tell me to speak than it is for me to have faith to interpret the message in tongues. I don't know whether that's happened to you or not, Prophet Carlotta, but it sure did happen to me, and it caused me to grow up very fast.
Well, I'm going to give a real ignorant answer because, you know, I have wondered if I've ever had operated in the gift of interpretation, because a lot of times when tongues are interpreted, you know, I didn't get that same thing. But I know that many times, whether I'm speaking in tongues or they are, that I begin to get to something in English. And I don't know if it's because my gift of prophecy is so strong that it tends to override it, or I really am getting interpretation. I just don't really have a, you know, real for sure answer on that. I saw somebody in the chat room was just asking, do we hear it word for word? Is it really like dictation for us, or do we just start with the first word and the rest comes spontaneously? I would say yes, yes, yes. I would say the majority of the time when I begin to prophesy, I get a phrase or something, and by faith, I just start with that, and I have no clue what's coming next. I don't usually get a whole paragraph first or something. I just open my mouth, and God fills it, and a lot of times by the time I'm done, I still don't know what I've said. I don't know how it applies to that person. I just know it's what God said.
Exactly. And the way that I've learned and trained, allowed the Lord to train me, is to be able to go back and listen again and to hear what he said and understand why he said it the way he said it, and what he was trying to accomplish, or what he was wanting to accomplish through my obedience. And that's what I have found the most blessed and blessing in my training, is to be able to go back, listen, and then grasp, all right, Lord, that's what you were pointing at. Mm-hmm. That was what you wanted to accomplish in this person's life. And I'm so thrilled when I find that out, and so blessed that our Lord would trust me to be able to release a word. I have found recently that there's so many tender hearts that are wanting and needing to hear the word of the Lord. And our Lord's not going to let a bull in a china cabinet or a china shop to release a word to that tender heart. He's going to release somebody that he can trust that will release a word that will bring edification, that will bring hope, it will bring life, it will bring purpose, it will cause the gifts to begin to boil up and to burn inside of them. I used to kid when I was at Christian International that God's assignment for me was to stir your spirit man up so alive and awake that you won't be able to sleep at night. And they would get mad at me because they'd go home and they couldn't sleep.
You know what? Are you the reason that I keep waking up during the night for about a decade now? Is it you?
Well, I don't know whether I'm not. There's some people that I've gotten their spirit man awake recently. And but I don't think I've been keeping your That's an interesting subject we could pursue, though.
That would be a whole good program, is why so many people in the body of Christ wake up at 3:30 or 4 every night. We could talk about that.
The watch.
Yeah. I used to call it a sleep disorder and pray to get rid of it, and God would say, no, it's not a sleep disorder. I've got things for you to pray. I'm getting your attention.
And sometimes it's in those hours that he has our attention in such a way that we're able to hear his voice. But I've learned another way that he'll speak, and that is when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
And I have prayed for unsaved loved ones, Lord, speak to them in their dreams.
Oh, in the middle of the night is the best time to get revelational, when your mind isn't in charge and your spirit can just hook up with the Holy Spirit, be one, and it's awesome. And someone in the chat room was just asking, so if you start out with this first word or phrase, how do you know that the rest of it's the Lord? And I think just in a practical sense, for one thing, I might be able to speak for us both, I don't know. Prophesying isn't what I do, it's who I am. Hearing the Lord is who I am. I believe that's why I was created, that I'm primarily a spiritual creature, that my whole life is about hearing and glorifying and honoring and expressing him. So it's not something that I, a task that I take on for Thursday night. It's our privilege to hear the Lord 24/7.
Yes.
But how do we know that the rest of it, once we start, is the Lord? And then, to be overly practical, I would say that my attitude in life, and especially, right before a program like this, my attitude is always to bind any other spirit in the name of Jesus so that it cannot operate around me, through me, to me in any way, and then to trust God that if he's put a desire in my heart for the best gifts, and especially to prophesy, that I can trust the Holy Spirit to answer the prayer that he put in my heart, and that I would only speak his words.
Exactly. And it's also as a matter of lifestyle. What are the fruits of your life? Are you obviously out of alignment and out of order? If you are, then the word of the Lord is going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. However, if you're lined up with God and your heart is seeking him and you're focused on him and his kingdom building, then you're going to hear his voice clearly, and then you're going to be able to release it to bring hope and to bring expectation and to bring life. Well, what are the seeds that God's already planted in people's spirit man?
And I think it's important too, what you were telling me earlier, that the people that were called false prophets in the Bible, a lot of it was about motivation. It wasn't so much that what they said was technically untrue. And so I want to bring that up for two reasons. One, the main point, but also some people will say, well, if they're a real prophet, everything they say will be true. Well, sometimes you can't tell because it's about the future and it's hard to tell. But mediums and psychics can give a word that's true.
Yes.
That's not enough that it be true. It's what spirit it's out of.
Exactly. And the one thing that I was mentioning to you earlier that absolutely thrills me and thrills my spirit man is the prophetic word that Balaam prophesied about Messiah, the only messianic prophecy that's in the book of Numbers. And I will want to read it if you give me liberty to do that.
Oh, please.
He said, The main thing is that he speaks, who hears the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High? Who saw the vision of the Almighty falling down but having his eyes opened and uncovered? I see him. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but he's not near. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall crush all the corners of Moab and break down the sons of Sheth. I love that. I see him, but not now. I remember one night we were doing a tag team at Christian International in December, and there were Prophet Bill Lackey and three other people, myself and two other people, were tag teaming. And we had worked for weeks on our message. And it was so funny because we only had this set length of time. And each one of us had a message that could have filled up more than our set time. And so when we met in Prophet Bill's office, he said to us, pick one scripture, and that's what you'll minister. And it just so happened that this is the scripture that God had given me. And I didn't have a lot of research about it, but it was what I knew in my spirit man that I was supposed to release. And that's why I'm aware of it more than a lot of the other scriptures, because Balaam is recognized and called forth in the New Testament as one who moved falsely.
Yes.
We read about that in Peter, we read about it in Jude, and we read about it in the book of Revelation. But it was Balaam that prophesied that awesome messianic word. But he lost the recognition of that because of mammon, of money, of the diviner's fee.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, he did not prophesy. God wouldn't let him. What he did was use his prophetic discernment to counsel what to do in order to put a snare in the people that Balak had wanted to be cursed.
Right. So he misused the spiritual gift that he had, knowing that he was going against God's plan and purposes. Technically, he did not disobey God by prophesying error, but he misused the discernment that he had.
Amazing.
Definitely wasn't for consolation, exhortation, encouragement.
Now that counsel that he gave was to destroy a people. So it's amazing. We can look again at our motives. What are our motives? What are we looking to accomplish and to attain in our purpose of wanting to bless people, or to is it to be out front? Is it to be recognized? What is your motive?
And I want to say something that I hope nobody out there needs to hear, but I think we all need to be aware of. I think it was Jack Deere, Prophet Rita. I'm trying to remember who told the story. He has the kind of humility that when he's telling stories that it just fits him anyway. But he was talking about being prophetic, and he was talking about how he really had an axe to grind with somebody that was in the congregation. And he adjusted that prophetic word a little bit so that he could kind of, I forget if it was kind of expose that guy, kind of. Anyway, he put his own spin on it, his own edge on it, because he didn't like the guy.
Mm.
See, and the prophetic gift is also not to be used to get even, or, you know, to expose something that irritates you, or, you know, for any agenda that's personal or fleshly You know, we're not supposed to adjust it in any way or to have one-upmanship on the person. I mean, anything like that. And he says that he was sick for a while after that, and he knew that he knew that he knew that God was disciplining him, saying, you will not use this prophetic gift for any selfish motive.
That's the key of the selfish motive. What is the motive? It's deep.
But the go quickly on, as we're running out of time here on our discussion time, we have such a joy, I mean, incredible joy, as we give a word, and we can't take credit for masterminding it because we really don't know what we're talking about half the time. We're just giving what we get. But we get such joy out of the healing that it brings to you, or the encouragement, or the vision, or the confirmation, or, you know, if you get just the exhortation you've been wanting clarity on, or if you get certainty on something, you know, if you feel more empowered to step out in your gifts, that it's not some kind of pompous arrogance on your part. It really is God saying, let's do it, you know. We get such joy of having this small part. We may have only ministered to you for 2 minutes, but we get such joy out of encouraging you, you know, to step out in faith. God loves you and he has an awesome plan for your life. You know, go for it.
Right. I love that. Go for it. Go for it. And another term for that I use is the jump anointing. God is saying that he's preparing a prophetic people.
Yes.
It is urgent. The prophetic people need to be able to use the word of the Lord to speak life, to speak the plan of God, and to areas, to the dead bones of an area, to a community, and to those that are cast down and heavy laden, to speak his word of hope, to take the burden off from them. If you have a word that is dwelling within you and you hold it back, Lord have mercy, I would never, I've said, God, I'd be a fool for you if it means to set a person free. I will, if I fail and fall on my face, Lord, I will do it attempting to set somebody free, to know that they're loved with an everlasting love.
Yes.
And there's purpose and hope for their life.
Amen. And I've got an article on Crosswalk Life at CWLINC.com where you can put in the little search box about separated thinking, or articles about the difference between operating out of your mind and out of your spirit. Another example that I would give just right quick, because I know our time is up, is that I was part of prophetic ministry on a prophetic I was called up to be on a prophetic ministry team once, where somebody was ministering that someone would be healed of cancer, and they gave this elaborate description of how it had gone down the torso and into the abdomen and all this stuff, and I just didn't witness to it a bit. And I was very concerned about that, because I was called up to be part of that team, and I felt like I was somehow implicated, you know, even though I hadn't said anything,
mm-hmm.
somehow responsible too, and we do want to be accountable to each other. And so I actually went to that person afterwards, and I said, you know, I just really have to ask you, are you aware of having cancer all over like this word says? She said, definitely not. She said, they may have even heard that I went to the doctor and I was getting a lump checked out.
Mm.
Now, what? And then I went to that person and I said, you know, I've just got to ask you why you'd prophesy all that sickness and cancer over somebody. And he said, well, I knew somebody that got cancer and it just traveled down like that and did all that. And I thought, well, we don't prophesy it over somebody else.
Oh, my, oh, mercy.
See, that's operating out of your mind, coming up with something that might happen because it did happen to somebody else. I mean, that is nowhere near what I want. You know, I don't want to rely on natural experiences, on memories, on what might happen. You know, and I definitely don't even want to be prophesying sickness over somebody. So it's okay to go to the Lord or to go to leadership and say, was that God? You know, any concerns you've got, you know, go in humility, but go and say, you know, I just really wonder about that, and ask leadership and let them help you, because sometimes you may doubt your discernment, but maybe you're the one that's right.
Yes. I agree 100%. And there's a lot of zealous people filled with more zeal than wisdom, that their soulish desire is to release of the healing in Scripture. But if God has not spoken it, and it's actually a living word inside of you that God is telling you to prophesy, you better not be prophesying it.
Well, I hope we've helped our listeners to know that, you know, we've had to deal with this. The main thing is to have a heart to know God and to represent His heart in every way with a pure heart ourselves. And it's a walk. We have to walk through it. We have to let God correct us all the time. You know, if we're distracted by something we want or don't want, you know, and get out of the way, and just get out of the way and let God do His awesome work in people's lives.
I know for myself, receiving prophetic ministry, by the first time I received presbytery, I had been so beaten down by words in my life and within my marriage and my home and my family, and I didn't know I had anything good going for me. I thought I was the worst thing. And when God began to minister His word to me, and I heard what His plan was and what His view was, all of a sudden I came alive. I had purpose. And I have taken prophetic words and put them on a 120-minute tape, and I'd carry that tape player everywhere, and I wouldn't travel away from home without carrying it with me. I would drive back to pick it up if I'd forgotten it, because it was my life that I was reprogramming every bit of the negative and the death that was spoken over my life.
Amen.
And I recommend people do that now. If you have a word that's been recorded or on a digital, play it over and over and over again, and one day you'll come to a realization, my God loves me. My God has a plan for my life, and you'll never be the same once you partake of that.
And we highly recommend writing them all out word for word. It takes a while, but it helps you to not misinterpret. It gives you something you can submit to your leadership. It helps you to declare it, to war with it, and to get it right. You know, and we use the old worn-out example of God might have prophesied that millions of dollars will come through your hands, but you heard it to your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to get it right. We don't want to be making decisions and living our life based on what we thought we heard. And when I go to a prophetic meeting of some kind, I've got a little recorder that I take with me, and because they don't always record words like we were trained to do. I always try to record any word that I give, but I also have this if I'm going to maybe receive something so that I'll get it right, I'll hear it right, and I can write it out.
Exactly, and I remember ministering to a couple one time, and the difference of a word that they took for counsel, and on the West Coast from the East Coast was funny, but the word of the Lord was, I'm sending you to this nation and I will send you from, and they didn't understand what it was, but God was sending them to England. From England, He sent them to other nations as they were based in England. And not knowing that, but to catch it, you in the Word, you might not catch it. You would have to have it written out to have caught the way the words are spoken.
Amen. Well, would you like to demonstrate God's heart for some people? We've got some people waiting, and lots of amens here in the chat room. I think everybody's just really excited because, you know, we all share one thing. We just want to know God, to hear His voice, to know His heart above anything in the whole world. I mean, that's it. That's it. So
Amen.
What we're going to do is we would like to take our first-time callers first. If you have already received a word from us on a program like this, would you please hit the number one again if you have already hit it so that your little hand is up on our switchboard? If you've already hit the one, will you please hit it again so we can spend at least this first half hour on first-time callers? And then, you know, if it gets to be 10 after 10 or something, and you can hit that one again, and we can let some of the ones that have received before receive again. But we want to give at least the first half hour to our first-time callers. And hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by the way, I said ditto to everything you shared, Prophet Rita, about your early experiences. It wasn't that I went all over town chasing prophecies, as somebody said, but I had been in the wilderness for 20 years, and I was horrified what they might prophesy to me. I made sure that I went last out of everybody in the whole ballroom. And when God was actually nice, it changed my whole life. You know, I wasn't ready for that. I was like, I don't want anybody to hear what He's going to say to me.
It's funny that you say that, because before I have to laugh at that, because before I went to this press retreat, I called my sister up and I confessed everything.
That's a good idea.
And I mean, it was like, because I thought that it was all going to be out in the public air, and I had no idea. That's how misconceptions can happen, and that's not the purpose.
Well, my experience with God, and I think you would echo this, my experience with God is that you might know that there was some correction in the prophetic word that you've received, but usually He veils it in such a way that the whole world doesn't know it.
Exactly. Yes.
He's so nice, just so, so nice. You know, He won't say, okay, idiot, step forward. When are you going to quit quenching my spirit? You know, He's not going to humiliate you or anything.
Right.
But He might say, I'm going to train your ears to hear me more clearly. And what He's saying is, listen up. You know, listen up. You need some more training, and it's going to be okay, you know, but you just need some more training here.
Amen.
All right, let's see who we have here. I don't know why this thing's always changing the order. Oh, maybe because some weren't first-time callers. Well, let's see what we've got for first-time callers. Area code 770, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you share your name, please?
I'm Buddy.
Buddy. We allow people to give like a one-sentence request if you want, but don't tell us much. Do you want to say anything?
Just been seeking the Lord about some things. So I'm a first-time caller, and saw your advertisement on Facebook. So I thought I'd call in and see if the Lord has something through you tonight for me.
Okay. Wow, buddy, I'm just seeing something. I don't know if it's down the road or soon, but I'm just seeing a number of flags from other countries around you. And I think there's going to be a process, the Lord's saying, where He's going to gradually expand the sphere of your influence if you're willing. The Lord says, I've put some nations on your heart. And sometimes you may have thought that this will never really happen, but the Lord says, I put those nations on your heart. And I am behind the teaching and training that I'm wanting to connect you with those that whose path that you can walk a similar path and who can mentor you. And your inheritance can be the nations if you'll follow me in this. And as you dedicate yourself to teaching, training people in all nations, I'm going to make a way for you to do that and be involved. And I'm going to connect you with people. And I'm going to change your priorities and your budget and everything else so that it will fit this vision as it enlarges. So don't be worried. It's not something that you need to make happen. The Lord says, but I have I'm expanding your heart and putting my heart there for the nations. And, you know, you're aware of some spiritual gifts and you're aware of some things that you've been obedient to do in a vision so far. But, you know, would you be willing for me to expand it in that way, the Lord says?
Right. And this is what I hear. The Lord says, son, I have begun to push and probe in the midst of your heart and push and probe in the midst of your soul man and the ways of your mindsets. And I'm beginning to change it in a way that you're beginning to see a wider vista and greater venues of the opportunities that lie ahead. And I will cause the doors to open that you cried out for me to open. But those doors that I do not want you to go through, I will shut and I'll hold them shut because I don't want you to err. So the Lord says, son, stand tall and know that I surely am your father and that I am Abba Father. I am the one. Oh, Lord Jesus, I am the father that you did not have. I am the father that is growing you up into the things of my spirit, and I will strengthen you in a greater measure and a greater way. For we have breakthrough together, son, and together we will come into the fullness of life and the fullness of promotion and the fullness of position, because I love you with an everlasting love, and I have just the very best for you. So trust me as we go on this journey, says your God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Can you relate to that, buddy?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great night, and I hope you'll email us sometime and let us know what God's doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, be blessed.
God bless.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Amen. Jesus is so good.
Yes, you're good, Lord. You are good, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Area code 740, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name?
Hi, I'm Joy.
Joy, do you have like a one-sentence request?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I like prophecy, but...
You're what?
She wants prophecy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said proxy, and I was going to say, yeah, be sure to tell us if it's not for you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, Joy. There is a river, a crystal river that flows from my throne room. It's the Ezekiel River, and I'm calling you to come into the depths of it, to the very depths of it, for you've walked and put your toes in, and you've got a little bit in, a little bit further up to your ankles. But the Lord says, my daughter, I want you to come in all the way. I want you to come in to your swimming and totally immersed by my spirit. For the Lord says that I have heard your heart cry, that you have surrendered all, and that you want me to fill every inch and every area of your life and of your mind and of your soul and your spirit and your heart. The Lord says, in my doing this, and your decision to ask me, I'm going to cause some relationships that will be put aside for a while, and I'll bring other relationships that will be in the midst of your life on a daily basis for a little bit, for a season that lies up ahead. So the Lord says, daughter, it's a new prophetic journey that you're going on, and together you and I will be able to make it, because I will not allow you to stumble. And when the fear tries to overtake you at night, I will be there. And matter of fact, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I break off the fear, and mm-hmm. and I put a stop to the assignment of the nightmares now in Jesus' name, and I release your peace, Lord. I release your peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
And I hear the Lord saying that the devil's plan has been to intimidate you, because he appreciates your future in Christ and what you're called to do, and understands it sometimes almost better than you do. And he's wanted to intimidate you and to hold you back and cause you to doubt what God wants to do through you. But the Lord says, I am tutoring you myself. I'm connecting you with those that will help you to understand my voice and how I want to move through you in more specific ways. The Lord says, my plan is that you will exercise that discernment, like Hebrews says, and as you exercise it, you're going to have more and more confidence that you have keen discernment in me, not just discernment, but keen discernment. The Lord says, my plan is to speak through you with very specific words of knowledge, that as you step out and test the waters on this, you're going to find that this gift is in you and developing in you, and you're going to be able to give people words of wisdom, and they might be just short words and not a whole prophetic flow sometimes, but you're going to have greater confidence in those areas. And whereas the devil would want to intimidate you and say, well, what if part of this isn't right? The Lord says, I'm going to be exercising you, just exercising you, and believe for opportunities. And sometimes you can just ask people questions. If, you know, you might just, you know, step out with a little bit of faith, instead of saying, I see that, you know, you had a gold Scotty dog when you were little, or whatever, you can ask, did you have a gold Scotty dog when you were little? And the Lord says, I'm going to teach you how to just begin to step out in faith more and more and more, and people will be so blessed as they respond to that, because they're going to know that God does talk to us, and Father says, as you allow me to exercise you, then they're going to be blessed, and they're going to grow in courage and a passion to hear me too. Would you like that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I hear that little bitty voice. Yes. So we break off that desire, that power of the enemy to intimidate you. We just break it off tonight, and we just say that he will not intimidate you indefinitely, and that you will have the courage of the Lord. You'll grow in it more and more. Amen.
Amen.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Please email us at cwl@cwlinc.com and let us know what God does.
Okay.
Have a good night. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen.
He's got a good plan for everybody.
He sure does.
Area code 757, welcome to the program.
Hello.
What's your name?
Bianca.
Bianca.
Yes.
Do you have a one-sentence request?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see where, Bianca, it seems like at times that the Lord's kind of had out that file, and he's been filing off rough edges here and rough edges there. But he's always had your best interest at heart. And the Lord says that I have heard your prayers, and that you have wanted, to be that person that I can trust, and you've wanted to be that person that I can use. But the Lord says, I am just so passionate to have a more intimate relationship with you and to be one with you, and that you would understand that and have confidence in that. And the Lord says, yes, I have filed down some edges, and there is some more honing that I plan to do. But the Lord says it's a good thing. It's a good thing, because I've called you to a place where many people are going to be influenced by you, and many people will be looking at your example, and many people are looking for mentors. And the Lord says, I'm answering your prayers. your prayers that you have wanted to be that person that not only I can trust, the Lord says, but that people can trust, and people that have been hurt and fragmented and wounded by, you know, Christian leaders. The Lord says, you know, my heart is to make your heart so one with mine that they can open up their heart safely and that they can trust you as well to be an expression of me. And there'll be so much healing for them in it. Amen.
Amen. And I hear the Lord saying, daughter, I have begun to work a newness in your heart, causing you to hunger and thirst for the things of my spirit. And as my word declares, that those that I make thirsty and those that I make hungry, I feed. Mm-hmm. And I'll break the bread of life to you to cause you to grow in understanding of the things of the kingdom. And then the Lord says, daughter, I'll begin to feed you meat. And you'll know the meat of the word. And you will then know that you will be able to break the bread of your life and to begin to feed others. So I bless you, my sister, and I say yea and amen to our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you.
Amen. And, you know, that just kind of applies to everybody, not just Bianca, but there's such a balance that must be in a prophetic person's life to be in the written word and as well as hearing the spoken word. It's just absolutely necessary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And some people wonder, you know, can I receive some of that for me? Well, so much of prophetic words, maybe not every last thing, but is something that you can receive. Say, God, you know, if that's for everybody, I receive it too. Amen. Amen. Area code 732, welcome to the program. Area code 732, welcome to the program. Oh, I didn't push the button. It's my fault. I'm sorry. One more time. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, would you share your name, please?
My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia, we're so glad to have you with us. Would you care to share a one-sentence request?
I'm going through some things, and I want to hear the heart of God and the matter.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, Sylvia. The Lord says, daughter, my arms are wide open to embrace you, and I am calling you to come to me with everything that is heavy laden and every burden that has been placed upon you. And I'm saying, come and allow me to take that burden and allow me to put my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, and my yoke is one that you'll be able to withstand and to know that my purposes for you will be complete. For the plans that I have for you are for good and not for evil, but for an expected end. And the Lord says that where you thought destiny and purpose was to be aborted and would not live any longer, the Lord says that I am blowing my breath of life upon it, and I am saying, live, live, live. And the Lord says, daughter, your destiny will live and thrive and begin to grow in such a manner that you will look back to this day and know that surely the Lord thy God was speaking, and surely the Lord thy God has released you into the pastures and a broad place in him, saith your God.
And the Lord says, it's not what other people say that will determine your future. It's what I say, daughter, and it's what you say. And as you agree with me, you speak forth your future. And it's not what other people choose to do that determines your future. And they cannot limit my faithfulness to you. However, Your reactions to them are crucial at this point in time. And I'm training you. I'm training you to respond to my light touch just as a well-trained horse. You don't even have to pull, you know, with a bridle and bit. You can just nudge them with your thighs because they're trained to notice what the master wants. And the Lord says, even though it's a tough time, it's a tough time. This time will not be wasted, because as you tune into me and stay tuned in, no matter how the circumstances go up and down, the Lord says, you will be the one that can stay tuned in no matter what, that will have a passion to know and obey me, whether anyone else stands with you or not, that you will learn to focus on me and not circumstances and situations, and the devil will not be able to run you around anymore in fear of what other people are doing, that it might abort your future. Because you will know that I have put my voice in your mouth, and it's what comes out of your mouth that determines your future as you agree with me. And you will no longer live in fear of their faces or their choices or what they say. And it's a tough time and it's a hard course that you're taking, but the Lord says the results are going to be great. And you're going to look back on this experience and say, wow, if I hadn't gone through that, I would not be the woman I am today.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You will not regret this. The Lord will not be indebted to you, and you will see that it will. He will make it worth it all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear. I hope you'll keep us posted. Let us know what's going on, okay?
Thank you. I will. To God be the glory.
I hear that. Thank you so much for calling.
Welcome.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Area code 724.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name?
Esther.
Esther.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Esther, I just hear that your heart has been to be faithful, faithful, faithful to the Lord, and it hasn't always been appreciated. And the, sometimes it seemed like you sowed and sowed and sowed, and the harvest just wasn't, you know, what it could have been. But the Lord says that as you press into me, yes, I have been shaking what can be shaken. But as you press into me, you will see that multiplication, because you have believed for 30 and 60 and 100 fold, and you will see that multiplication. But there's just been a time. There's just been a time when I have been shaking. But the Lord says, fear not. Fear not. You know, those that you care about, I will not let them run off the palm of my hand. I have everything under control, and I see your faithfulness. I see your faithfulness. And even where there have been some things that have blocked your progress, the Lord says, just press into me. Say, Lord, I'm willing to see it. You know, show me my blind spots, and I will show you, the Lord says. Because you have, that's been your heart, is just to be that faithful servant. And you are a blessing to me, a real blessing.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, daughter, in this season, I'm bringing you into a new level, into a new realm where there has been some confusion and not understanding the things that I've been speaking to you. But the Lord says, as you sit still and begin to journal the things that I speak and the scriptures that I give you, you will begin then to understand the journey that I have you on. And the Lord says, no, you didn't take the wrong path. And when you came to the fork in the road and you did not know which way to go, you didn't choose the wide path. You chose to walk my path that I had placed before you. So the Lord says that my ability and enabling ability, I'm releasing on you to be able to walk and to stand tall and to be able to radiate the glory that I'm releasing upon you during the times that you spend with me. But the Lord says, daughter, sharpen that pencil and begin to journal in a greater measure, in a greater way, and you'll receive much wisdom from it and much satisfaction in accomplishing what I've spoken to you, saith your Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. The Lord had to show you to that. He had to. There's so much confirmation in that, and I thank you.
Well, very good.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I hope our listeners are saying, Lord, help me to listen too. You know, you can practice in the privacy of your home. You know, you can say, Lord, help me to hear too. And you may not hear exactly the same thing, but you may be able to recognize that he gave you a piece of the puzzle too. Because you can tell that he doesn't give Prophet Rita and I the very same thing. You know, but he gives, each one knows in part, is the way the Bible says it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Area code 850. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who have we here?
Rick and Donna.
Oh, Rick and Donna. Who wants a word tonight?
We both do.
Are you married?
Yes.
To each other?
Yes.
For 21 years.
All wonderful. Right. Okay. You can tell we've been around the block a lot. We know to ask that question. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I hear the Lord saying, daughter and son, I have taken you on an Abrahamic journey, and I've carried you from a place that was comfortable and where you thought that you would never be moved, that you were like, I shall not be moved, I shall not be moved. But the Lord says that I interrupted that plan and I began to make changes in your life to be able to facilitate the plans that I have for you. So the Lord says, now in this season, begin to harvest the fruit of your labors and begin to receive of the fruit of your labors. For the Lord says that I have changed your heart. I have changed your spirit man. I have changed even the working in your soul, changed mindsets and shifted paradigms. So what you were before is not even recognizable now. So the Lord says, rejoice in knowing that in this Abrahamic journey that we will continue, that I'll strengthen your faith and will give you vision and a release to the things of the future and the days ahead.
Whoa, ditto, ditto, ditto. I was getting change, change, change. Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm.
and you just, oh, God, you know, what else is going to change? But the Lord says, if you'll just flex with me, I'm making changes that you will really be grateful for. And the Lord says, I'm even changing some of the ways that you've worked together and the ways that you've operated in the spirit and the ways that you've even thought you would minister together. And the Lord says, if you'll give each other room and flexibility and just honor the Holy Ghost, just honor the Holy Ghost. The Lord says, I want to break the mold in some ways, and I'd like to call you to be a prototype couple. And there be some ways that you had mindsets, well, God works through her this way, God works through him this way. And the Lord says, just drop those mindsets. Give me absolute freedom. And there'll be many that as you have that spontaneity to just allow me to work through you in ways that maybe aren't classic to you, not your tradition, the Lord says many are going to be encouraged and they're going to be stepped forward, and even more people are going to be drawn to you and the ministry that I have for you as you give each other that freedom, when as you work together as a couple and when you don't. Because they'll see that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. They're going to be so attracted to that freedom. But the Lord says it comes by you being willing to be more flexible. More flexible. And I'm going to make some changes that will astound you, but you're going to love it.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Well, what?
Hallelujah.
Well, what?
Wow, thank you so much.
I'm going to do this. You guys are they're next to each other because you're by the phone. Grab your hand. Grab each other's hand.
Okay.
And I release the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I speak prosperity. And I speak release now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the banner of his love over you and strengthening for the days ahead. And I bless your son and daughter, Lord. I bless them coming in and I bless them going out. I bless all that you have for them in the days ahead in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord.
Do you
Thank
minister
you,
in a church? Do you minister in a church now, Rick and Donna?
Yes, we're in CI.
Okay. All right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much.
You're welcome.
A good place to be able to minister.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bless you.
And he is. Amen.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. Keep in touch. Let us know what God does. We just love to hear what God's doing today.
Amen.
All right. Area code 615.
This is me, Marie.
Me, Marie?
Yes, Marie.
I don't know me, Marie, I don't think.
I have a one-sentence question. It's about my granddaughter, Sarah.
Jesus, I thank you that you were the one that said, suffer the little children to come unto us. And you say to Sarah, come to me. And you speak to Grandma and you say, come to me. And I thank you, Lord, for your love and for your understanding and your wisdom. And I thank you, my God, that by your Spirit that you are breaking any confusion that would try to interrupt your plan. And I thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough that's coming forth now. And Father, I thank you that we believe the truth of your word and not the lie of the report.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Father, we declare your word is true, and we come into agreement with it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hear the Lord saying, I want to build in you an incredible confidence in me as your father and her father. Just an incredible confidence that will give you that peace that passes understanding, that will cause you to be sure of my guidance and have certainty in decisions and just be able to enter into the rest like you never imagined before. And that's just the key word that I just want to build that incredible confidence in you. And it will stir up my zeal. It stirs up my passion. It stirs me to action. And the Lord says, as you declare scripture, just begin to collect them even more to declare scripture. I will send angels to rush to perform it. The Holy Spirit will rush to perform it. And will weed out any doubts that you have now. And you're going to be a person with incredible confidence in God because of what you're going through.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you so very much. And you ladies keep me in your prayers. Tomorrow I'm going to meet my granddaughter for the first time. She's 22 years old, and we had given her up for adoption, so I'm going to meet her tomorrow. So please keep us in your prayers.
Wow.
What a wonderful blessing from God.
Thank
yes,
you.
It is a blessing from God.
Thank
well,
you.
God bless you, ladies, and thank you so very much for what you're doing.
Okay, bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Amazing. This summer I was speaking to my niece and totally forgetting what it had been in her life when she was 18 years old. And she said to me, Aunt Rita, I've been found. And I didn't grasp what she was saying to me. And I looked at her, and all of a sudden, the light bulb went on. Oh, my Lord, her son has found her.
Mm.
So thrilling. I got to meet him. I was so happy and so excited. God's so good when he allows the finding and the reuniting.
Amen. Amen. I've had an emphasis on working with people that have been adopted lately, and it's just amazing what God's doing in their life. You know, there's nothing that's really big and hard for God. Nothing. Amen. Area code 757, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Chantel.
Chantel. Okay, have we ministered to you before?
I don't think so.
Okay, just wondered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm wanting to know what the word of the Lord is for me. And I want prayer because I've been going through, I don't know what it is. I had a...
Don't tell us a lot.
I just want prayer for what is going on with my heart.
Lord, I just thank you for Chantel and for her hunger for you. And I just see it increasing, increasing, increasing over time. In fact, the picture that I got, Chantel, was of you with your mouth open toward the Lord like a little bird. Just feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. And the Lord says, as you believe me for more time to spend with me, I will provide it. I will change things. I will make changes in your schedule, in your obligations, in your priorities so that you can do that. But the Lord says, I am honored when you hunger for me. I am honored when you want to hear from me, when you write it out, when you worship me. And worship is a real key in your life, Chantel. As you spend more time in private worship, you're going to find that there's going to be a power that's going to flow through your life more and more, not only for you, but for others. And as you worship, at first it may not seem like a lot's happening, but the Lord says, you know, don't worry about a certain format or anything. You know, I just want it to be our personal time, and I'll lead you, and we may do something different every day, and that's okay. But as you worship the Lord, you're going to find that not only are there healings in you, but in others. You're going to find that battles are won before you even get there and feel like you have to, you know, actively be in warfare. The Lord says, I'm going to show you some real keys. As you just turn that hunger loose, hunger for me more and more, I will satisfy you, says the Lord. And you're going to find a power in worship like you've never known before.
Thank you.
And this is what I hear the Lord saying, daughter, as you allow me to come into the midst of your life and to the midst of your circumstances, and as you allow me to show you the areas that you've held feelings, harsh feelings for or hard feelings for, that you would be able to give them up to me, that I would be able to take care of them. So the Lord says that if there's been offense, allow me to take it. If there's been a reason that hurt has come and you've not been able to shake it off. The Lord says, give it to me and I'll take it. I will stamp it with my blood and cause you to be free in me. For the Lord says that when your emotions begin to line up with my word and my purposes for you, you will begin to see that your body will line up and your physical body will line up with my word. So the Lord says, daughter, I love you. I love you just because you're you. And I break every word, negative word that has been spoken to you or been spoken over your life, and
yes,
I release the truth. I say you're worthy. I say that I have made you beautifully and wonderfully in my image. And the Lord says, daughter, when you look in the mirror, you declare, I am beautifully and wonderfully made. And as you begin to move in me in this knowledge and this receiving my love and my acceptance, you will know freedom. And you'll know liberty. So the Lord says, daughter, walk in it. Walk in freedom and walk in liberty.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you for your power, Lord.
Yes, yeah. My God.
Thank you. Thank you. Please email us at CWL@CWLINC and give us those praise reports. Amen.
I will do that.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Look forward to hearing from you. Lord, you're so good.
Oh, yes, Lord. I love you so much, Lord. It's like, oh, awesome God.
God is so much nicer than we think. He is just awesome. He has wonderful plans for everybody. And just wants to give us the courage to let go of the stupid stuff we hold on to and get on with them. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. Now, I want to see if I'm... Sometimes the order of these numbers changes. Has area code 732 and the prefix starts with 886, have you been called on already? Area code 732?
We did minister to 732, who was Sylvia.
I know, and here's another 732, and it goes on with 886. I try not to give their whole phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there? Okay, we'll go on down the line here to area code 518. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is John. My wife's name is Heather.
Okay. Do you have a one sentence request? Don't tell us much.
No. Just the word of the Lord.
Okay.
For this time of season.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Father.
Well, John, the Lord says that you've been one to press in and press in and press in. And the Lord says, I'm just so blessed by all of that and how you have, you've been willing to let go of the things I've said to let go of and to press in for the things that I have called and ordained and predestined to be in your life. And the Lord says, I am so just so blessed by your willingness to worship me even in the hard times and to seek me with all of your heart. And the Lord says, I've been working in the midst of your marriage, and I've been coordinating things. I've been bringing things into alignment. I've been joining and knitting your hearts together. And as you yield more and more to me, just as you yield more and more to me. The Lord says, I'm just giving you everything I've got. As you give me everything you've got, I'm just giving you everything I've got. And the Lord says there's been some areas that you haven't known, you know, why they haven't moved forward like you wanted them to. The Lord says, you know, I'm one of those process gods. You know, I'm just building you because I care about you, first of all. And, you know, not to worry. Not to worry that I've called you. You'll be ministering together. You'll be ministering separately. That I've given you witness after witness as to the areas that you're going to be ministering to others. I've put that compassion in your heart. I've been honing the gifts. And the Lord says, you're on the right track. You know, you're on the right track. Not to worry.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless John and Heather. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the midst of their life. And I thank you, Lord, that the possibilities are wide open and that you're bringing them line upon line and precept upon precept, bringing them into order and bringing them into a rightful position with the difference between serving me, being together, and what the walk is that I require of them now. And I thank you for it, Father. And I give you praise for all that you have ahead. And I say yea and amen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys.
Love you.
You know who this is, right?
I know who John is.
Okay.
Carlotta might not.
John,
I do. I do. That's why I hesitated, because I didn't know if I had some natural knowledge. I didn't know if you wanted to go first. And that's kind of why I hesitate. When I have natural knowledge, I'll kind of hang back, you know, and see if you want to go first. But have a good night, guys.
Thanks. You too. We love y'all.
Uh-huh. Be blessed.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Okay. What else, Lord? Now, we have about half a dozen more people, but not very many minutes. So we're going to try to, you know, we're going to believe God for a concise word for each of you, though. So, area code 678.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Wanda.
Wanda. Wanda.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. Well, Wanda, I just see you. Don't know if you do this already, but I just see you dancing before the Lord in the most beautiful way. I mean, it's like, to God, I mean, it's as beautiful as any kind of a swan dance, in a ballet where they have all these things going on. It's just so beautiful. And the Lord says, I am just so blessed when you worship me. And I just hear the Lord saying, I want to give you more and more freedom to worship me the way I direct and not to worry about what people think or what people want or what normal is. Because the Lord says, I'm putting all kinds of creativity in your heart and all kinds of beauty there. And you'll be one that I want to give more and more revelations on my majesty and to help pull the creativity and the creative ideas that I've put in the heart of youth as well as adults. And to bring that forth, because through that worship, there's going to be such incredible power in it as you help people to, just to overcome their inhibitions and to really, just to really worship me in more and more beautiful and creative ways. There's just so much that I want to do, because through these kinds of things, the Lord says, I want to work through you to show you that it's by my spirit, not by natural means. It's not by figuring it out. It's not just by people learning, although that's good. The Lord says, I want to demonstrate through you my power in supernatural ways. Amen?
Amen. And I have word of knowledge, which is you're in a situation where your mind is said it's either or. It's either this or it's either that. But I hear the Lord saying that it's not either or, that they can be worked together.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
You still there, Wanda?
I am. I'm listening carefully to everything that you're saying. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want to remind everybody that these are recorded. They're in the archives on Blog Talk Radio. And you can always go back and you can kind of take note of the time. And you can go back and you can find your word. And if you hit pause enough times, you know, pause and play, you can write it all out or record it on your own machine and then write it out from there. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Area code 918.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. This is LaDitra.
Vitra, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is what I hear the Lord saying. Daughter, I have you in a new day. I brought you a new way. I brought you out of what you thought you would never be able to get out of, but I brought you into a broad space in me for newness.
Wow.
So the Lord says that I am pouring out and overflowing your cup, and I am releasing my goodness and mercy over you, and you will know me as Jehovah Jireh, your provider. So the Lord says, daughter, it's time to rejoice and time to praise me, because in the praise you will know victory and you will know liberty in every way. Coming and going, saith your Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was seeing a picture of you, LaVitra, running with a flag like a person would run, you know, across the battlefront saying victory, you know, we win. And I just saw you running with that flag at the very beginning, and how I agree with Prophet Rita, how praise is such a key, because anybody can praise God after the fact, after the answer comes, after the clarity comes, the confusion goes away. But the Lord, what the Lord loves and what the Lord is asking of you is, LaVitra, praise me before. Praise me before, like you've already got the answers. And the Lord says, I'm giving you a special insight and revelation and how to just reach into heaven, so to speak, prophetically, and to pull down what you need, because I have already provided everything you need for life and godliness. The desires that I've put in your heart, I've already provided everything that you'll need to be those things and accomplish those things. And so you can run with that flag in victory if you will just know that I'm going to be showing you, give you revelation how to just reach into heaven and to pull down, cause those things to manifest on earth that you need to accomplish my will. And you're going to know more about what prayer is, that prayer isn't begging me or coercing me or getting something out of my clenched fist, but it's believing that I have provided everything that you need for what I've called you to do. And then there'll be a new attitude and a new countenance on your face, and everyone will see the difference as you begin to believe, I already have everything that I will need. I have it already. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
just
now receive all of that. Yes.
It's yours.
And yes, because I've just been a mess all day. I've just been crying, and God, you know, I'm like, you know, I can't feel you. You know, am I doing something wrong? And I've been in this season for so long, and I'm just, you know, and this is just a confirmation of it. But I've just been feeling really bad today. So this is awesome.
One touch of God.
Yes, and that's what I say too. I said, I just need one touch. I said, I know it just takes one. It just takes one.
Okay, you got it.
I got it.
You
thank
got
you,
it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, ladies. And I'll be sending in a praise report, I'm sure.
Okay, awesome.
Wonderful.
We encourage everyone, if you send them, we encourage you also to send them in a way that they can be posted. Because what good's a testimony if you can't share it with anybody? You know, so if there's some private information, just don't put that in it, you know, in other people's names. Put it in a way that can be used to glorify the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's a good idea.
Hallelujah. Area code 334.
Hi,
welcome
this is Angela.
It's who?
Angela.
Angela. Okay. Do you have one sentence request or anything?
Just me.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you love with an everlasting love. And I thank you, my God, that you answer before we call. And Lord, before Angela's called, you've answered her, and I thank you for it, my God. And I thank you, Lord, that where the bruises and the wounds have been, that your touch of love will fill every wound and every bruise to bring healing, and your presence will fill every void that's there. And Lord, where there's regrets, where I wish I could have, wish I should have, wish I did, Lord, that you will begin to open Angela's eyes to see that you take what the cankerworm ate and the locust trampled upon, and that you make it whole and you bring life again. And I thank you, my God, that you're life giver and that you're giving abundant life and blessings to your daughter. I thank you for an opening and the understanding of things of the Spirit and the things of you and what your plan is for her life. I thank you for doing it, Lord. And I speak your blessing. And I ask, my God, that you shine the favor of your face upon her, that you bless her coming in and bless her going out. I pray and declare and speak it in the name of Jesus.
Okay, Angela, I see three keys. One is to begin to swing the sword of the Spirit like you've never done it before. As you swing the sword of the Spirit, as you collect verses, we've got a number of scripture prayer strategies on our site too at www.cwlinc.com. But as you swing the sword of the Spirit, not just know the word, not just own it, not just believe it, but swing it, declare it, you're going to begin to see awesome things happen in your life. One of them is going to be the Lord says, I want to come in. I want to break off the things that the devil has assigned against you, some even a long time ago, but the residual effect of it is still there, and it's caused you to hesitate. The Lord says, I just want to use the sword to break off things that have held you back. But I just, overall, the Lord says, I've just called you to have a new enthusiasm in me, and you're going to have enthusiasm that's contagious, and people are going to want an impartation from you. How'd you break through? How'd you get so enthusiastic? And you're going to have insights from me, the Lord says. If you'll take the time and if you'll cooperate with me, I'm going to lead you to verse after verse, and you're going to know that I have handpicked those verses for you. And as you declare them, there's going to be a new power to have breakthrough in your own life and that of others. Okay?
Amen. Okay. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, that will work for anybody, too.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I know I have to do that now. Again, Lou gets out his horn or the chauffeur, and we start declaring verses and blowing the horn, and God loves it, and we feel like two kindergartners, but we have a good time, and we have breakthrough.
Well, next time you get that chauffeur out, give me a call so that I can be a part of it.
Okay,
please.
And I'll tell you, what I've even done is on our YouTube channel, I put just a short recording, just a minute or two long of, Paul Wilbur's, his guy that plays the chauffeur. I've got that on there too. So if you don't have one or know anybody that's got one, you can just go to our YouTube channel and press that button. You can declare your verses and play the chauffeur that way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more. Area code 919, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Who are you?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole. Got a one-sentence request of any kind?
Just to hear the word of the Lord.
Okay.
Blessings, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Nicole, as you open your heart up to me, the Lord says, I'm going to do an awesome work in your heart. Just awesome. You won't even be like recognizing yourself like 5 years from now. There have been some things that people have wondered about and you've wondered about, and the Lord says, I'm up for all of them. I'm up for all of them. And I'm just bringing in a healing balm in some areas. Other areas just need, you know, some touch up. The Lord says, I just want to do an awesome work in your heart because I care about you most of all before anything that you could do for me or any way I could use you. And the Lord says, I'm just wanting to do, it's like a transfer of, just transfer of things from my heart, the Lord says, to your heart in such a way that you're going to understand how to impart to others who've been hurt, who are fragile, who are fragmented, who have despaired that the Christian life can never really work for them because they feel like, well, I've sinned too much or I'm damaged too much or things just don't seem to work out for me. And the Lord says, I just want to do an awesome work in your heart so that you have the faith to believe for even the most unlikely people. And through that, there's just going to be a huge transition in your life, but it will result in your ability to partner with me for awesome transformation in other people's lives, even in tough cases that you would have think there's no hope for this person. But it's just going to be a heart-to-heart work, and your Lord says, I'm just calling you to be such an awesome expression of my heart.
Hallelujah. And word of knowledge. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It seems like you're in darkness. It seems like you can't see the light. But God is saying right now, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And he's waiting there for you.
Mm. You there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay.
I received it, yes. It's exact. It is.
Thank you, Lord. Get ready. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Just keep seeking him. He's going to be there waiting for you.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Have a good night. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more. Area code 989.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lillian.
Lillian.
So, Lord, I thank you for giving Lillian a drink of water. The drink that quenches her thirst. The drink that gives her hope. The drink that gives her a reason to live. I thank you, Lord, for purpose in the midst of confusion that she struggles to be able to climb out of. And I thank you, my God, that you're a ladder that will enable her to climb out of it. And I thank you, Father, that line upon line, precept upon precept, that you will show her each step to take in order to come out. I thank you, God, that your plan is a good plan, and it's for an expected end. And I thank you, Father, that you're breaking the mind torment that has been tormenting her. And you're causing the peace and the living peace that only you're able to give to to flood her soul and to flood her mind. And I release it to my sister now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And what I'm hearing, Lillian, is the Lord says, I have already imparted some things to you and already told some things to you, and I want you to review. Just review, write things down, review what you've written down, and I'm going to give you new revelation and insight to go with those things and build on that. And as you declare them, as you war with them, then you're going to understand the work that I'm doing in your life at this time and what's to come. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Area code 214, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Who have we here?
This is Dickie in Dallas.
Dickie in Dallas. Is that two people or a location?
That's two people. That's one person.
One person?
Oh, I didn't know you had that kind of sense of humor, Carlisle.
I have to rein my humor in, actually.
You pull deep on and minister to Dickie.
Amen.
What did you say, Rita?
I said you pull deep.
Me pull deep? Uh-oh.
And minister to Dickie.
Oh, me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says, I've not only put you under an umbrella there, but I'm causing you to be an umbrella. And as I'm teaching and training you, you know, as you transition, as you're under authority and as you become the authority, as you learn from fivefold ministers and as you minister to others, the Lord says, I'm just giving you that anointing to establish new things, and you're going to know, like 2 Corinthians 1:21, that he who establishes me together with you is God, and you're going to know who I'm connecting you with. And the Lord says, I had you in a time of preparation where we're building a broader base, a prayer base, a prophetic base, a burden-bearing base around you for the things that are to come. And as you submit to me in every little detail, just every little detail, as you, the Lord says, I just want you to know that it really, really, really matters even more than you think what you choose to do and to say. Because your future is a large one, and the Lord says, as you speak it forth, you have more power than you think. As you speak it forth, you'll see it manifest. You'll see that I already have the connections in place. I've already got the funds in place. And the Lord says, just speak it forth. Dare to believe it. Dare to believe it. Dare to believe it, because you know, I've just called you to affect so many people, and I've put a fiery sword in your mouth. Just a fiery sword in your mouth. Sometimes it purifies, sometimes it prophesies. But the Lord says, I'm just calling you to that place where you won't shrink back like Gideon, nor will you run ahead, but you'll be that person that will be willing to do whatever. And I'm placing angels around you that are just thrilled when you press in as a 100%er into what I'm calling you to, and that just really activates them, and they're just thrilled to serve you.
Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you that you've been with your son through the storm. You've been with your son through the valley of the shadow of death. And I thank you, Lord, that you continue to be with your son. And I bless my brother. I bless him coming in, and I bless him coming out. I bless him with breakthrough. And I thank you for it, my God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive that as 100% confirmation. Right on point.
Hallelujah. Right.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Y'all keep up the good work.
Well, send us an email, because I don't know what it's about, but I'll be glad to hear about it.
I will. Rita knows.
Oh.
Love you, Rita.
I love you too, Dickie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
I think we're going to have to stop.
We'll do what the Holy Ghost says, and you say you are the one.
You're always God, Lord.
Yes.
You're everything. You are everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for every single person that is listening and will ever listen to this. We thank you for media and for the archives and everything, and how your anointing just keeps on going, keeps on blessing. And
yes,
we just release to every person their new faith and new courage to believe that they can receive every promise that you've ever spoken, that you're not a, you know, you don't show favorites. New faith, great faith, that they'll know that in you they have every gift, every fruit, and that every doubt has to go. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Pray for him, Rita. Pray for him.
Lord, I'm just so amazed with your presence. And Lord, I'm undone. That's all I can say. I'm undone. But God, you're not undone. You've just begun. And I thank you, Father, for your mantle of love and your mantle of grace and your mantle of deliverance and your mantle of healing. I thank you, Father, for your word of life that's gone forth. And I thank you, Lord, for lives that have changed. And Lord, we speak and declare breakthrough over those that are needing breakthrough. And Lord, but I must remind them that when you break through from them, there's mess all around. Because breaking through causes things to go in every direction. And Lord, I thank you that you have promised that you'll clean it up. And I thank you for it, Lord, for the breakthrough and the cleaning up and the alignment that comes. And we give you praise and we give you honor. We declare that you're holy. And we declare that you're worthy. And we thank you, my God, that you speak to us and that we can lift you high as a standard. And you have promised that you'll draw all men to you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for your process of making us one new man. Mm-hmm. And I give you praise. And I honor you tonight, my God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone else that has called in that has never received a prophetic word from us before, well, let me say it this way. There's so many people that still have their hand up on the little switchboard. If you have already received a prophetic word for us, will you hit number one so that the hand will go down? If you received a prophetic word tonight or another night, did you hit that one? So we can see if there's anyone here that has never received a prophetic word from us. If you have already, just hit that one. It gets confusing after a while. There's so many numbers here that look alike to me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Prophet Rita, would you care to share some contact information?
I'd be happy to. The Lord has graced me and honored me to be able to have a website. It's www.jubelministries.org. And it's his website, and his grace and favor's on it. So visit it. You'll find refreshing. And you can reach me on Facebook as Rita Kimberly Phillips. My email address is honored, H-O-N-O-R-E-D, Rita, at AOL.com. And I'd be thrilled to hear from you and to know all the things that our Lord is doing in your life.
Amen. Amen. I want to encourage all of you that would like to know how to hear God's voice better to go to our website at cwlinc.com and put in the search box Hearing God's Voice and Open Spiritual Eyes and Prophetic, and there are so many articles there. And also on our Ministry Training School, there's whole sections on the prophetic and knowing God better, and that would be at nowfaith.tv. There's no .com to that one. It's just nowfaith.tv. And so many of you, you don't realize, you know, that you've got Ministry Training School at your fingertips. You don't have to sell everything and relocate like Prophet Rita and I did. You can just start right away with distance learning online. And we've put so many of the insights that I've gotten over the years, you know, and Prophet Rita has them on her site too. We put these things online so that people from all nations can access them, whether they have any resources near them or not. So please locate that and take advantage of what God is providing. It is at your fingertips. It's easier than you think, and it's free. Hallelujah. So that's my website, the email is cwl@cwlinc.com. We want to hear from you. We want to encourage you to invite other people to call in. We don't do this every Thursday night, but we do it when we can. We're both going to be in town. And we want you to know that God cares about you. He has something to say to you. He hears your prayers, and He is answering. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, we just want to bless you. Our first ministry is to you.
Yes,
we want
Father.
To bless you for being a good God all the time, for wanting to know us. You loved us first, for reaching out to us, that you have a great plan for our lives, and that you do make your will known to us. I thank you that you want to have divine encounters and give open visions and to speak to everyone. Everyone, whether they're already a believer or not, that you are the hound of heaven that's pursuing them. And we encourage you to call your friends and invite them to join us next time for more Crosswalk Talk, and that they can know that they know that they know that they have a talking God who wants to know them personally and intervene in their lives and give us the courage and everything that we need to be victorious overcomers in the end times. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
We just want you, Lord. We just want you.
I could have fortune and fame, go anywhere, do anything, but oh God, I just want you. I could search for earth or things, satisfy my every need. Oh God, I just want you. I just want to heal. I just want you. I just want to live in your presence every day. I lay down my Every day.